Most people spend their lives in pursuit of the extraordinary. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We look at the lives of celebrities, glorify in their excesses, and wish that our lives could be a lot more like theirs. It causes young women to desire the same wedding as a Hollywood movie star, spending money her parents don't have on her extraordinary day. It causes the young man to buy the BMW when a Kia is all he can afford. We have a fear of being ordinary. We're ashamed if we don't have what everyone else has. We fear that our lives don't matter, that our work isn't recognized, that we are simply ordinary and not special. Think of all the special, extraordinary moments you can recall in your lifetime. If you added them all together, they might make up 1% of the time you spend on Earth. Is it exciting? Yes. Important? Sure. But what about the other 99%? What about all those other days, the ordinary ones? Not the birthdays, anniversaries, vacations, parties, or winning the big game, but the quiet, ordinary day. We need to embrace those days too. If we are so consumed with the big events this weekend, then we miss much. We miss the beauty of the day. We miss the changing of the seasons. We miss our baby's smile. We miss the way milk turns purple when you finish a bowl of cereal with blueberries. We miss the daffodils and tulips that welcome spring and the sound of water splashing in the pool as kids giggle with summer delight. We miss sitting by a fire on a chilly autumn night sharing stories with friends over a cold beer. When we look at the extraordinary life of Jesus, it was for the most part pretty ordinary. Nothing special about being born in a manger, traveling on foot, spending his first 30 years as a carpenter working with his dad, avoiding celebrity by asking people not to tell of the miracles he performed. But his rising from the dead was the most extraordinary event in history. Instead of fearing being ordinary, Jesus simply embraced it. And he accepts us just as we are, with our fears, failures, and shortcomings. He accepts us, sinners that we are, with open arms and eternal salvation. He accepts us as ordinary people, capable of extraordinary things. Frequently, we hear stories of heroism. We hear of a soldier jumping on a grenade to save his platoon, or the fireman who goes back into a house engulfed in flames to save a young child. We hear of people who use their vacation time to help rebuild a town following a tornado. Most of these heroes would call themselves ordinary. But at that moment, they rose to the occasion to do something special, something extraordinary. We hear it said that we should live in the moment, not to relive the past or to spend time worrying about tomorrow. We need to drink in everything around us, the ordinary things. And when the extraordinary happens, then we can enjoy it more fully. Let's thank God for every moment, even the ordinary ones. This is Tony Agnese.